So I would like to what I do is we create awareness around hypnosis because बहुत लोगों को ये डर है hypnosis मतलब क्या क्या मैं बंदर बन जाऊंगा क्या मुझसे कुछ करवाया जाएगा क्या मैं hypnotize हो सकता हूँ और हो गया तो क्या मैं वहीं अटका रहूंगा I was very intrigued with the extraterrestrial phenomena
aliens
is a term which is used for the not so nice extraterrestrials but through quantum healing we are very much aware of you know multidimensional beings so in his last lifetime one of the last lifetime he was a small time thief jaise road side baithta tha and literally in the session he was doing this action so I'm like what are you doing and he's like I'm spinning the keychain. I'm sitting on a bike. Road ke side mein baitha hoon. Aur main keychain ghuma raha hoon. I'm like, okay. Jaise there's a dynamic. There's another example I would like to quickly give. Let's say there was an abusive husband of this lady who was always tied up to her bed. Usko se baandh ke rakha jata tha. And she was never allowed to do anything, go anywhere. And he would just come and beat her. So, and then eventually he shot her.
So you all alone, Kasaka, this is Dishang Dimble. Welcome back to the podcast. And aajka podcast is not gonna be it's not gonna be a story, but amalgamations of story, matlab collections of story. Because we have a healer in the house. Aaj therapist ke paas aa gaye and we are gonna have a mixed therapy session. So that is gonna be fun, really. We have Namrata in the house. Hi, Namrata. How are you?
Hi, Dishank. I'm very well, thank you.
How was your travel, first of all?
Very comfortable. That was good.
पण आय देख मराठी आ गया बार मैंने तो गाली देते फिर को पीपल विल लाइक मराठी में बात कर हिंदी में कर सो वील कंटिन्यू इन हिंदी आई लाइक टू नो हाउ डिड यू स्टार्टेड दिस एंड व्हाट एग्जैक्टली डू यू डू बिकॉज पीपल आर कंफ्यूज व्हाट इज हिप्नोथेरेपी एंड व्हाट एग्जैक्टली इज टैरट एंड व्हाट एग्जैक्टली इज QHTT so right. you can just clarify everything and then we can move on to the stories
I would love to do that So I am a hypnotherapist and I am practicing quantum healing hypnosis technique, which is a technique developed by the pioneer Dolores Cannon. And she is a world-renowned hypnotherapist, late Dolores Cannon now. And the guru found me, the saying goes, you know, the teacher finds you when the student is ready. So that's what happened with me. I think at the age of 7, I was aware that I wanted to get into hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And when I did, I found a book in my grandmother's trunk, How to Hypnotize. So everything zoomed out and I zoomed into the book. And at that moment, I knew this is for me. Mm-hmm. But then life happened. I grew up. I had my own dark night of the souls. Mm. I had my churning, my traumas. I had to come out of all of that. Mm. And then when I found myself back and healed and just at the crossroads of, okay, what now? You know, what now? What's ahead in life? That's when Dolores came in my life. And there's no looking back after that.
She gave how did she
come? That's again a very interesting thing. So somewhere I don't know how should I put this. I was very intrigued with the extraterrestrial phenomena.
Aliens
is a term which is used for the not so nice extraterrestrials. But through quantum healing, we are very much aware of you know multidimensional beings. Hmm. Okay, so we connect, we receive healings. So the God source, we are not the only species in the planet.
No, okay? We are not.
So there are very benevolent beings who are here with us in other dimensional forms that you can't see mm-hmm. with our own naked eyes. But energy wise is what you feel them, you sense them. So, you know, I somehow started pursuing ET. So I was going into series of watching and how contacts happen mm-hmm. and stuff like that and little to my knowledge that I didn't even know Dolores existed back then so then suddenly she started showing up on my feeds and then I started noticing her work And then I get to know that she has been a UFO investigator for last 17 years of her life. And she used to give lectures and all about UFOs and educating people that they are very nice beings. You know, we don't have to be scared of.
They are nice also. There are bad aliens also. Like,
it's like, you know, if you do certain things which you're not supposed to do, even on this planet, you know, then you have to follow certain rules and things like that. So they want to check you. They are like a parent. We are their
children.
Yeah. Star seeds, what they call us.
I was just saying that.
So let's
keep this in Hindi, because I feel people want to connect and people will be asking for Hindi.
Okay.
So let's shift to Hindi. स्टार सीड्स मतलब क्या होता है, एक्सप्लेन करना पड़ेगा आपको.
स्टार सीड्स का कॉन्सेप्ट हिंदी में बोलना,
हिंदी इट्स नॉट शुद्ध शुद्ध हिंदी, बट यू कैन जस्ट से कि लाइक कैसे होता है.
सो स्टार सीड्स आर बीइंग्स और पीपल लाइक यू एंड मी हु हैव एन ओरिजिन, यू नो, समवेयर फ्रॉम अ डिफरेंट सोलर सिस्टम एंड देन we are seeded here through time immemorial and then you are reincarnated. And when the time is right is when you start remembering where you are originally from. So that is what happened with me. So I started understanding who am I, where was I from, what happened. I saw so many of my previous lifetimes through QHHT. And QHHT, in my own QHHT, when I wanted to, you know, clear the last bit of my healing before I became the practitioner, so that's where I understood that this is what is my life's purpose, which was one of my questions, because I had confusion as a biggest theme in my life. Like, ye karu ya wo karu, ye choose karu ya wo karu. So that was one of the questions. Why
there
am
are
I
so
always...
many methods. So many methods.
Exactly. So mujhe yahi tha ki main confused kyun hu hamesha. You know, to mujhe life mein karna kya hai? That's when what's my life's purpose was my perennial question, and I needed to receive a lot of clearing, healing, clarity in life. So the question, the answers that I was given from this cosmic intelligence that we tap into through QHHT came as I have to be a trauma healer. And trauma healer, you know, clearing anything and every kind of trauma. So that's when I realized, and I always had this belief that, you know, I want to be the person that I needed when I was going through tough times. So with that value system, I think, you know, every participant, every client that has received the QHHT healing has taught me so much about myself while me, you know, helping them. So through that journey, it's always a give and take. You know, knowing unknowingly, you are helping each other. So
you're taking some part of karma from them also.
Clearing. I do not take. We clear whatever needs to be cleared. The subconscious does that. Subconscious is a term which Dolores has given to this cosmic intelligence for our cognitive understanding. Because many people think, ye kya hai, wo chota brain jo piche hota hai. Yeah, you know, the part that 90% that we do not access.
For me, subconscious is a state of frequency, you can say, which is accessible only when you tap into it.
Right. So I got this download once when I was driving to work. Like, you know, how do we see an iceberg? The 10% is on top and rest 90% is below the water. Okay, so likewise, our head is that 10% and our entire body is that 90%. Because that's where all the most of aches, pains, traumas, including the 10% of the brain, and of which we still use a very tiny portion as humans. So, you know, so we access various levels of the subconscious, and through QHHT, we work at the deepest level of trance, and we bring the participant to a somnambulistic state of trance, and we work in with that level. So in that level is where we access this in cosmic intelligence, which keeps the galaxies afloat, which keeps you and me alive, which keeps everything working in the cosmos. So, you know, that part of the cosmic energy is so intelligent. It knows everything. So for that intelligence to clear your traumas, for that intelligence to tell you what your purpose is, for that intelligence to heal your aches, pains, fears, addictions, phobias, is very easy.
Because it's basically nothing for it.
It is, you know, why all these things happen in the first place is what we understand, you know, uska intent kya tha, uska purpose kya tha, humne usse kya lessons seekhe hai.
It's a seek basically, it's to build you, it's to upgrade your soul in a way.
Absolutely. It's for your ascension.
Ascension.
You know, if there's no dark, you will not know that there is light also. So all these things are needed for us to wake up in life.
This I had this download where one line was in my head, ki, we work in the dark to show you the light.
Absolutely.
So that is what a light healer can also do.
Yes.
The people like you and me who are there on earth to just tell people what is going on
and spread the light.
Exactly.
And to connect the network of light beings. Mm-hmm. So the light is then anchored on the planet. And that helps in ascension of the planet, creates a happy space. If I'm happy, I'll ensure people around me are happy. They in turn will ensure that. That creates a blanket of happy beings. And that helps the planet. That helps the light. And that helps the earth to move into the 5D consciousness that the planet is moving now. You know, that's where in the last decade, people are becoming aware of clean the water, plant more trees, recycle plastic.
And in last 5 years, they're more getting aware of the truth, the dharmic religions, what should be done, what should not be done.
Absolutely.
They're getting conscious about the spiritual existence of life.
Absolutely. You know, it's more of people are being able to discern, which is what everybody was lacking until a long time, and especially people who are not consciously mindful, who are just part of the rut every day. A rat race, you know, jo uthe by the clock, ye karna, ye karna, ye karna, no time to even think for themselves.
Why are we existing?
Yes. Where are we in that entire fabric of the cosmos, and are we even important?
Exactly.
You know, jab tak wo nahi jagte hai, tab tak that light can't even enter them, although they have that spark. But light is trying to, you know, knock them. They are that asleep. So the intensity of the subconscious nudges are starts increasing. You know, initially it may happen like you just get jolted out of a dream. Then maybe you're walking and you happen to, you know, touch or hit your shoulder, or bump into your knee into something, or you just trip and fall down, and you still not understand. You feel like, "Main aise hi hoon." You know, "Main sab girati rehti hoon. I'm very sloppy. I, you know, I just drop everything. Four steps and I drop." No.
Marathi mein dhadpadi.
Dhadpadi. You know, people who say this, I keep doing that always, or mere accidents hi hote rehte hai. You know, no matter what I do, mere accident hota hi hota hai. That's not something what is just happening to you.
It's not a coincidence.
Not at all. It is happening to you because the subconscious wants you to hello, wake up. You know, we want to communicate with you. Hello, we want you to, you know, listen to what that gut is telling you, what the intuition is talking to you. When they don't, then the intensity increases so much that it starts taking a form of major medical labels.
Okay, this is new for me.
Okay, so every emotion, every symptom, or every feeling that you start having, feeling starts with right as basic as thinking or overthinking, you know, then start spiraling into another emotion, And waha se, you know, what happens is at night, it's all these emotions start settling down. It has to, because it's energy, needs to transform, has to go somewhere. So what this energy, this frequency or this vibration does is it goes and settles into that particular organ which is related to that particular emotion or trauma or that event which is happening. So through the practice of QHHT, we've understood time and again ki agar liver ka koi problem hai, fatty liver hai, sclerosis hai, ya you know, aches hai, pains hai, ya anything for the liver, it's always anger issues. most of the time it's
anger issues. I'm connecting now.
Tell me more.
Because I have seen people who have liver issues. They're hiding from trauma. They're drinking alcohol for the same reason. Their anger comes on alcohol abuse. Oh, wait. What the heck? I'm just asking myself questions. I'm like, oh my God.
Yes. It starts, you know, turning our brain like a pretzel.
Yeah, yeah.
And expands the mind muscle when you get that association.
Mm.
So, right from your head, right from the hair, okay? Now, with regards to hair to your toenail, inside out, every part of the body holds a certain emotion. Now, the subconscious gives us this knowledge, or, you know, lets us know what each part of the body means,
mm-hmm.
or what emotion it's holding.
Mm-hmm.
So, with regards to hair, the shinier your hair is, the darker your hair is, it denotes more psychic abilities you have, more on the spiritual path you are. The less hair you have, or no hair, is a sign of no emotions. So you are an emotional person, and you know, the longer your hair, the more emotional, and it holds more spiritual power.
Mm.
And no hair is like very practical people, very ruthless, or have had such traumas that, you know, they say, "Ab main emotion nahi dikhaunga, kyunki emotional tha, is wajah se I got beaten up, yeah, I was hurt, so I'm gonna cut all my emotions." People even go shave themselves bald, or, you know, the hair starts receding, the hairline starts receding,
mm-hmm.
because they're emotionally unconnecting from their own spark.
I did cut my hair last week because...
Having a haircut is fine.
No. I'll tell you why. So recently, I'm going through a phase of spiritualism, like it's on peak, because you can see the earth is ascending into Absolutely. Some other dimension, and Absolutely. People know where it is going. So what was happening is I was receiving so much trauma, because being a psychic, I can understand pain without anyone speaking. So I can feel it.
Absolutely.
So I was not able to reciprocate. Process it. And I was like, someone is screaming, someone is... So kuch toh ho raha hai, bro. So I just went and I was like, nahi bro, baal kaatna padega. Because I was deciding to grow my hair. And then I was like, baal kaatne, nakhun kaatne. And I'm like, I'm feeling fine now.
Yes, because you need to have that shielding, that energetic shielding. That's very important, because aap spiritual path par jab jaate hain and you're busy spreading light, you know, so darkness tries and come in that double speed at you. So you have to be aligned emotionally, mentally, physically in your own being and anchored to the earth or to your core values. But now you start becoming a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And you start absorbing negative psychic, yeah. You know, because energy is always transferring from mm-hmm, high to low, mm-hmm. low to high.
Mm-hmm.
So you always need to ensure that you are taking care of yourself first.
Mm, that's true. And I think so. You do Akashic recordings? Or?
No.
No?
It's all the subconscious. Everything that we need
mm-hmm.
is in QHHT.
Achha.
So there's no need to do anything. Like QHHT is a therapy of the future. It's non-invasive energy work. Okay. So what we have done through the subconscious, like I call myself just a medium, a facilitator, a guide
mm-hmm.
who's facilitating the session. But the subconscious works through me and works through the client
mm-hmm.
who's in front. So we have had thyroid glands that have been torn. We've had the energy to stitch it in the session. Then we've got the subconscious has rebuilt cartilages in the knees.
Mm.
So there's a before surgery, and there's no need for surgery because cartilages are built
automated,
yeah. in the session. Then there is, you heard your bones cracking, your spine aligning,
mm.
the bones are aligned. I've worked with people with skull fracture.
This happens in front of you?
Yep. And only one session is needed.
That's amazing. This is the first time I'm listening to this.
Yes.
Have you recorded something like that?
We do audio recording. We don't do video recording.
You should do videos.
I recently I was compelled to do a video recording because the way the person on the table was convulsing, you know, like vibrating, and he was literally, the kind of energy work that he was receiving, because he was into alcohol addiction. So his coping mechanism, reach out, because mujhe neend nahi aati hai to mujhe lagta hai main ek peg maar ke so jao, was his thinking. I'm like, you should have meditated, you should have had a balanced diet, go worked out.
Exactly.
You know, this is not the way to go about. Then after his counseling, after the induction interview, when we started his hypnotherapy, subconscious came in instantly, and the minute he was in trance, he started vibrating. So we ensure the safety of every person. The subconscious wants everybody to be safe, and it's a very, very safe process. So it's as natural and normal as you and me falling asleep, you know. So the kind of energy work happened for that person, now his alcohol addiction is gone.
That is obvious, very obvious.
And he was advised that, you know, alcohol is not made for you. So whatever was the root cause for him to get into alcohol was cleared. So when the root cause is cleared, every symptom, every, you know, the coping mechanism or the limiting belief that the brain is having towards that action is cleared in the process.
That's great, because my question is, till what limit can a brain go in this? Is there any limitations to this?
There are no limitations, however.
Can I become Superman?
Oh yes, we all can be Superman, Superwoman, Wonder Woman, you know. But so what happens is, if you are a meditator, if you are already somebody into spiritual practices, so you are used to a certain level of, you know, theta state of mind or alpha state of mind where you're meditating. So when we are just blinking our eye or we are lightly closing our eyes is when our brain enters alpha state of frequency. When our eyes are open, it's beta state of frequency. And then when we fall into deep sleep, it's delta. So just before delta is a state called theta. So in how do we access theta? Is that natural state jab aap you know aap subah uth rahe hote hain ya just sone ja rahe hote hain raat ko, us time jaise aankhe band kar rahe hote hain aapko pictures dikhai dene lagte hain ya aapko awaazein sunti hai halki halki. No, and wo 10 second to 30 second ka ek window hota hai before your eyes shut and you're in deep sleep. So we take that 10 or 10, 30 second window, and then we extend that to 2 hours. And we keep you in trance for 2 hours. Usse zyada we don't, unless you're a meditator and unless the subconscious tells us that it's okay, the brain can handle it. And if the healing needs to be extended, then the subconscious tells us that, okay, he needs to take a break. And then after the break, we continue again. So the subconscious guides us. We are just facilitating the session. So the cosmic intelligence, and strange, amazing things happen in the session. Like in the healing, you know, literally it's like magic. So you get, because I am practicing this in India. So for Indian people, jo bhi hamare gods rahe hain, masters rahe hain, ascended masters, teachers, guides, gurus. So aap jisko prayer karte hain, you know, mostly those energies show up in the session. So Mahavatar Babaji has shown up, Mahadev has shown up, then Hanumanji, Sai Baba, Meher Baba, Dolores Cannon herself shows up. So, you know.
But it is their energy, it is their subconscious which is connecting. So, like
the cosmic intelligence. It's the vibration.
It just represents as
that
name
which we identify.
Because our brain is used to seeing that name as the greatest source of energy.
Correct. Because we want to label some energy. We can't talk into thin air. So for us to have a cognitive, tangential understanding, uske liye the subconscious shows itself in the way you are most comfortable to see. So if I am a Sai Bhakt, so I will get subconscious as Sai Baba because I believe in Sai Baba. This is an example.
Yeah.
So likewise, if there's somebody who's a believer of Babaji, who's a believer of any guru, Sadguru, or you know, anybody for that matter, so they show up because mm-hmm. we want that form. You know, our hame lagta hai ki some just say if there are college students, so this therapy can be done for anybody up 17 years and above. So the younger lot, when they come, you know, they are always like, I can see a fairy, I can see, you know, because they are still little. So unke liye that is the energy the subconscious wants to show as.
Mm-hmm.
So because the subconscious wants you to be most comfortable, your subconscious wants you to have that trust. And this therapy does not work if there's no trust. So the intention as a practitioner is to build that rapport and trust when you come in.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you know, I start going with each of your emotion. I travel with you and I go to the cause. Sometimes they don't even have to tell me the cause. When they tell me the symptom, I just know where the cause is. So then I make a note of it. And then we work through it. And the subconscious just works phenomenally. Because not only aches, pain, symptoms, jo fear hota hai. Bahut logon ko fear ki wajah se, they become paralyzed. They freeze.
They limit their cognitive abilities
yes.
due to fear.
And fear is a emotion which is at the lowest frequency.
Exactly.
Okay. In the spectrum of frequencies of energies. So love, authenticity, money, all these are vibrations of a very high frequency. So when you're operating in fear, you're all at the bottom most. So when you're in fear mindset or fear energy, you start attracting the low frequency energies. And when you start attracting, and because you're in fear, so naturally aapka koi na koi chakra is imbalanced. Kahin na kahin block hai. Because of emotional trauma, heartache, something, you know. So, because you were neglected as a child or inner child wounding hai, you know. So, us wajah se jo fear hota hai, there's an attachment. Like your soul innately is always shielded. But these low frequency entities can come and start latching onto your system.
Parasites, basically.
Parasites. And they host you. So, you know, they can do that. And then they start influencing your behavior.
Okay.
They start influencing you to start drinking more, mm-hmm. to start smoking more, because mm-hmm. they feed off those energies.
So, basically, these entities can make you stay in the low cortisol level state.
Always. High cortisol. High stress levels.
And they can make you addicted to that.
Addicted to it. So addictions, ये जो low frequency energies होते हैं, ये कहाँ मिलते हैं आपको? Mostly, you know, I don't want to put any industry down, but it's like, you know, at places of dark, dingy bars, corners,
no, streets. I smash people directly. Like clubs are there because where there is
dark, low frequency energy and too much consumption of
where there is lust, sex, there is alcohol, there is smoking, there is something yes. which harms your body and yes. spiritual mindset.
Chemicals
basically.
Yes.
Are the
low frequency yeah. vibes, energies. So those, you know, those energies find their clients in these places and they just latch on to you through the auric holes that are created in your aura because of any emotional trauma. And once they are latched on to you, suddenly you will have this innate anger. Aapko pata nahi aap kyun chidte hain. The most prominent way of identifying that you are under, you know, influence of this low frequency energy is like, pata nahi mujhe kya ho jata hai. Mujhe wo nahi bolna tha, lekin maine bola. Mujhe nahi karna tha, lekin maine kiya.
Main gusse mein aake kuch bhi bol deta hu. It is that.
And और जैसे ही वो चीज हो जाती है मुझे realize होता है कि मुझे ये नहीं करना था but मैं कर रहा हूँ. So you have to understand, okay, you need to start fixing your aura, you need to start cleansing, you need to start having a balance and you need to start raising your vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you start raising your frequency, the frequency becomes a mismatch. Mm-hmm. It naturally can't sustain.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start giving into it, then they unka hold unki pakad strong ho jati hai. Sorry.
It's
fine. So unki pakad aapke upar strong ho jati.
Okay.
And they start that energy starts influencing you in directions which you don't want to be in.
Okay.
So once we identify all this in the sessions, in the interview, then we work around all this. And, complete clearing of this is done. Your complete aura is scanned by the subconscious. Auric field energy holes, just say ozone of the earth. You know, whenever there is a hole in the ozone, how it starts damaging that portion of the geography.
Mm.
Similarly, our ozone is our auric field.
This is a nice example because people say ki like spirituality is fake and everything. We can see an ozone layer itself. So there are layers on earth.
Absolutely.
So there are belts on earth. So if there are belts on earth, then there are belts around us which we can't see.
Exactly. Because earth is a being. She is very much like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are like that parasites jo ek dog ke upar hota hai na, fleas. We are like that on earth. And she wants to shake us off. Stop damaging me, stop biting me, and stop creating ruckus on my surface inside out.
We are like white blood cells for us.
White blood cells? Are wo doggy ke upar hote na wo pisu.
But like, humans are like people that. People like us are white blood cells, these people are like
the light beings and everybody else. Like whoever is consciously aware of not damaging the earth is
it's a good cell.
Earth always helps us. Like earth always is so happy with you. The earth angels, jise bolte hai, jo guardian angels earth ke, they just bless you with so much abundance.
And this podcast might be just a planned podcast for everyone already.
There's never a coincidence.
Yeah, so there is never a coincidence. I was talking to someone in the morning and she was like, what a coincidence, because she was sending me some pictures and she was reading this Bhagavad Gita, right?
Okay.
So she sent me a picture of Krishna blowing this conch shell.
Okay.
And I have this huge Mahavishnu's picture. So I sent her back this picture. So she's like, what a coincidence. I'm like, there is no coincidence. Never coincidence happens.
He had to reach her through anyhow. You were the medium.
Exactly. For that. So that is, I personally started connecting with these things when I got introduced to Dr. Joe Dispenza. So yes. He was talking about frequencies, healing. Absolutely. And everything.
Yes.
And then he started explaining everything properly. But by that time, I was also a Swami Bhakt. Mm. So he was also saying the same thing, but in a traditional way.
Traditional. Jo is geography ko samajh jayega.
So then I was like, okay, these things really work. Just the teachers were different.
Yes.
In every part. Yes. And every dimension. Yes. And every way.
Yes.
So that is amazing. But you have any great stories that you want to share with me?
Stories, yes. Like the rule of the practice is confidentiality. So I will not be taking names. No, however, no. I will just...
Kisse ne mat takes names.
Correct. So I will just narrate a few incidences. Exactly. Or, phenomenal healing that people have received. An understanding that has changed their trajectory, changed their life, brought more clarity. So... there was one story where this lady had come to me and was in complete confusion, has no an abusive husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very well educated, but alcohol addiction of the husband started creating a lot of problems in their family. And when we worked with her, the subconscious gave a connection that they were both married even in another lifetime where, they did not have children. So because the husband wanted children, out of that sadness, he started drinking. And that drinking addiction, that leak continued even in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But in this lifetime, they have beautiful children. So, when we did her clearing, the subconscious, we also did surrogate healing clearing for him. through
her. What's a surrogate healing?
That is generally used for children below 17 years,
okay,
or somebody who's not present in the room but is connected
to them indirectly. Okay.
Directly or indirectly. Mostly it is one of the question that they come with, that is on their list. Like, you know, parents of children with ADHD come, autism come. So, jab 17 years and below ka hum nahi karte unless the subconscious is advised otherwise. So, then we use the parent to do the surrogate healing for the child. So, in this story, you know, complete clearing of this lady and her trajectory change, and she's, you know, a very like she's very happy. She got all the answers to her question. That's where how we started with her journey. Then, you know, her family members came in for their healing, for their clearing. Then there are cancer
patients
who have come, jinke clearing hue hai in the session. So for cancer, again, anger is a big theme, you know, not only from this lifetime or any other lifetime. So anger, and depending on which part or which organ that anger is, usse hume pata chalta hai ki aapki life mein kya chal raha hai. So if somebody's got lung cancer, then we understand that, you know, there's always a feeling of innate suffocation in the family. You were not allowed to speak your truth. You were not allowed to express your feelings. So you're holding on to that so tightly that, you know, it starts suffocating your own lungs.
I immediately got Sanjay Dutt in my head. I was like, okay, wait.
Okay.
Like, wait.
And throat cancer is for matlab unko hota hai jinhe communication karne mein dikkat hoti hai ya apne thoughts ko articulate karke jo nahi bol pate hai. As simple as mujhe bhook lagi hai bhi wo nahi bol sakte. They feel very awkward, they feel very shy, or they feel like, you know, hum nahi baat kar pa rahe. So if your throat chakra is not working right, you will have issues in communication. And when you have that, it starts settling here. Everything starts settling in this part of the body. And that eventually, if you don't listen and don't work and start clearing it, the throat cancer ho sakta hai, liver cancer, any cancer. So whatever part of the body is getting affected, with that we understand,
mm-hmm,
you know, what is going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So even as simple as sardi zukam,
mm-hmm,
हमें लगता है अरे नहीं कुछ नहीं ठंडा गर्म हो गया एसी चल रहा था या यू नो वायरल हो गया. That is also a sign, a symptom of something emotionally happening in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because I was a huge allergic person, and after switching to continuous meditation from last 1 year itself, things have reduced to minimal, like you can see.
Absolutely.
Because I practice my alignment a lot.
Yes.
Every morning.
Yes.
The first thing I do is align myself and then go out.
Perfect.
Then I started seeing, because I never used to be able to breathe also outside properly because of Mumbai pollution. Right now. And right now I can say ki it's gone, 80%, 90%, it's gone. It's,
yes,
absolutely gone. And if I think ki, if ho raha bhi hai, and main bolega ki, I'll tell my body I don't want this. It is gone in a day.
Absolutely.
It's just gone in a day.
Absolutely. That is exactly the crux of even QHHT. What you think about, you will bring about. So it's the power of the mind. It's like mind technology, which was, you know, very prevalent in the primitive civilizations of Atlantis and Lemuria, if I may quote.
Mm-hmm.
So there the civilizations used to use mind technology, and how pyramids were built through mind technology. And you know, the legends of flying carpet, it is not just a legend, it was a
flying carpet itself.
Yes, so people used to use flying carpet to carry their stuff or carry themselves through the technology of mind power.
Now,
and we have discovered all that.
You are giving me hints and I'm like, okay, these things are happening. Theek hai. Because siddhis itself.
Those are siddhis.
there's siddhis which we call in India. Yeah. It's basically the body function which are locked right now.
Yes.
Because we can't see them due to technology itself also.
Yes. And because there's always a veil of, you know, things that are overpowering or overshadowing those abilities. And also it's not the time yet for us as a race on this planet, in this time, in this place, to know these things. And now, slowly, 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 our star parents, so-called, you know, if I may say, want us to now start waking up and understanding our abilities. And siddhis get unlocked when you're true to your core, true to your values, and when you stay in alignment with those values and principles, no matter what temptations come in front of you. And when you pass that little test that subconscious puts in front of you, is when you're gifted with a siddhi, you're gifted with a knowledge. That's how you and me, people like us, are waking up, because, you know, we stayed put. We even through hard times, we did not go and give in to temptations or go and give in to addictions, or, you know.
For me, one temptational slap was enough to wake me up. I was like, okay, that's it. Sorry, Dad.
Absolutely.
I just woke
you
up.
Were a fast learner.
Yes, exactly. I learned, and I, from my birth itself, there are things which happened with me, and like, I was realizing this is not the way. I was very early on latching
much
everything.
Aware.
Yeah. You can say indigo child.
Absolutely.
Itself.
Absolutely.
So learning it very fast was my thing. And then I understood, ki bro, this is not
high. So you understand what is an indigo child.
Yeah. I am an indigo child, so I know.
Amazing. That is very good. So you have your own talents, abilities, and gifts that you are born with.
Because my handwriting was wrong. I know, okay, everyone was like, you are dumb. I'm not dumb. I know how smart I am.
I'm technologically advanced. You are not yet there.
So people are like, you are a doctor. No, I am a healer.
Yes, absolutely. Even for me, healing came very naturally. And I always knew, like, I want to heal. I know I have to heal. And QHHT became that medium. And through QHHT, my healing abilities have also increased. And it just benefits the client. You know, the goal is when you see people come in with whatever issues, traumas. And as I always say, the person who walks in is not the same person who's going to walk out.
Yeah.
Because the subconscious has cleared all your traumas. You have received clarity to all your questions and answers you have received. So now, with all that new knowledge, purani personality to ab humne nikal di sari. Humne aapko pura realign kar diya. Basically, aapka denting painting kar diya. Aapka software upgrade kar diya. Antivirus install kar diya. But what are you going to do with this new life?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So then, you have to then follow the suggestions that have come through for you in your session and take it very seriously, because that is your path to your ascension, which has been put in front of you. Like, aapka GPS abhi humne set kar diya hai. Agar aap wo follow karte hai, you will reach your destination. And while going towards that destination, you will have amazing gifts, amazing synchronicities, you know, people, help, abundance, love, pouring in from the universe from all directions. But if you again take a detour, then the nudges of the universe increase even more. So one of a very good example was, I had a child who was brought in by his parents. He was a patient of cerebral palsy from 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to me when he was 16 years old. So in his session, when we did his session, he received his healing, he received his clearing. He came in walking with crutches and he went walking on his own feet.
What? That's amazing. That's really amazing.
That brought tears to my eyes, to his parents' eyes, and, you know.
And how many sessions did it take?
One.
Nice. Wonderful.
So, you know, it can work for anything and everything.
I got that meme, like, this pastors, you know, this pastors do hallelujah and they start yelling, bacha theek ho gaya.
you know, 1920 wala hai.
this recent what has been happening is Punjab is facing a critical stage of conversion.
Right.
Where Catholics are invading Punjabis to become Catholics. Okay. I'm not against any religion, guys,
correct.
This is what is happening in the world, and they show this miracles where it is very staged.
Those are stage managed.
So the kids are managed and everything is managed everything.
For cameras.
There was this kid. This was a viral meme back then, last year itself. So there was this kid where he bought his sister, and he was very small. Both were very small. And what happened was, ki this kid was like, ki meri behen ko bolne nahi aata hai. So he does something whoosh whoosh, and then he gives her mic. The behen bol padi, hallelujah. And I'm like, fuck. I'm laughing. I'm like, how are you staging this? How is this possible? Because it is possible, but it is not possible like this. The way you're showing.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. And I've seen these kind of.
Yes, exactly.
It just occurred to me now.
So this is like very much staged off things, and when something happens behind the closed doors, it is much trustable, because you are not going to tell anyone ki kya ho raha hai.
It's not publicized. It's not, you know, putting it out there ki aao dekho kaise ho raha hai kya. And it's always like the practitioner and the participant are the only two people in the room.
Exactly.
Nobody else is allowed. You know, so I create that safe space, I hold that space for that person to just be vulnerable. So I always tell the people who come in, it's like aapka andar jo kachra bhara hua hai abhi, bachpan se abhi tak, conditioning, ye mat karo, aise mat karo, you know, all of those things. Yahan par aapke, aapko wo kachra khali karna hai, ulta. And then once that tank, which is the emotional tank within us.
Khali. Emotional baggage, basically.
Yes. Jo khali ho jata hai through the induction process. What we do is we clean that and we put a lid on it. So that's the filter. You start setting boundaries. That's a major, major, major theme I have noticed. People are not able to set boundaries. As simple as unable to say no.
No. This is a major topic in Kisse, because what happens is people come from different emotional issues.
Yes.
And I tell them, start saying no, start knowing self, start understanding what is necessary.
Absolutely.
These three things can change your life.
Absolutely. So we then educate them through the subconscious, where entire process, which is a filter, and only the things which are right for you in your highest good will be allowed only by you. Koi bhi aate jaate kachra phekke nahi jayega usme. And with that understanding, then we start the hypnosis, you know, and the profound clearing that happens. It's like you feel truly rested and refreshed once you're out from hypnosis. Of course, the doorway to the subconscious remains open for the next 72 hours. So in that time, we advise them to have affirmations, listen to the recording and as many times as they can and feel called for. You know, do grounding, you know, be in nature, spend time more in nature. She's a natural healer. So take salt baths to ward off any negative energies. You know, when even if you're just as simple as walking through a mall or walking on a busy street, and if you're at a high vibe, and there are people, of course, with different energy. So, you know, so energy again transfers from high to low, low to high, because it wants to create a balance. So, aap naturally, just aap mall jaake aaye aur aapko lagta hai aap itne thak kyun gaye ho?
Drained.
Why are you so drained? Because you have not contained your energy in that bubble or shield. So, it just transfers to wherever, whoever needs it. So, unko sari energy mil gayi, but aap drain ho jate hai.
That's true, because I have been like in this scenario when I was in early stages of this realization. I used to feel ki people are observing me more. Common people will be achha dikh raha.
Yes.
No bro, it is not you achha dikh raha. You are pulling out people's attention because
they
you are
vibrating in that
frequency.
You know, you stand out. You just stand, your light is shining through your aura.
And that is because now I'll break it down very easily for people. So, kaise hote hain malum hai? when you're looking good, you feel nice. You feel nice, you're confident, your confidence, you're vibrating high. You're vibrating high, you're gaining attention. So this is how it is. It is all layered and people don't understand ki what is happening exactly.
Absolutely.
Someone can walk on chaddi baniyan and look good.
Oh, yes.
Because, and people do that. Yes. Because that is the point of it. And some people do walk on same thing and they are like, ki ye kya sexually, kya kar rahe ye? Exactly. Ye ganda hai, bahut aisa, ye vulgar ho gaya. So that is the difference. The vibration.
That they are carrying inside.
That is main. I am just explaining you what is coming in my head right now.
What an example.
Simple.
Yeah, bilkul basic.
Best podcast, right?
Tell me about it.
Because that is how it is. People don't understand the simple crux of everything. They have to break it down to a basic level where they can eat. It's like dal chawal for them. We have to break it down and make them understand that this is necessary.
Bilkul. Because wo itni basic cheeze hoti hai, they are so unaware. Because wo societal conditioning waisi rahi hai, unke khandan ki conditioning waisi rahi hai.
Let's talk on this. Because what happens is, the way a person in India, mostly India, because we are Indian or Indian.
Yes.
So India has been bought in a way ki everyone's inner child is damaged in some way.
Oh my God, tremendously. That's the first thing we deal with. Ek simple example I'll give you. There are many, many, many of us, you know, professionals, bolo, school students, bolo, college goers, married people who are maybe in their 40s. They feel I'm still a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel I'm still in my 20s, or a teenager will feel I'm still 8-year-old, I'm still 10-year-old. Why is that? Because that was the exact age where you have received a massive trauma through your parent, through your society, through your friends, through your relationship, and your soul growth has just stunted in that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And the soul refuses to grow because it has now stopped trusting you.
And it's comfortable there.
No, it stops trusting you.
Achha.
It's not because it's comfortable. It has now just stopped growing.
Achha.
Because that little child is so scared, it just wants to hold on to something or somebody to comfort it, to tell him you're safe,
okay,
you're protected.
Okay.
You know, whatever trauma happened was from a child's perspective, it may be your trauma or it may actually be your trauma.
Hmm.
So, trust issues shuru ho jate hain. Everybody who's wounded as a child, emotionally, mentally, physically, starts having trust issues. So trust issue spirals so deep and in every sphere of their life that inner child wounding is something I work on very, very dominantly.
Mm.
Because the minute we heal that, half of your issues are automatically resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust, wo jo inner child wounding hai, and what happens is your child, inner child, instantly grows to your current body age.
Mm-hmm.
And mature, jo bolte na, are, sharir se bade ho gaye, akal se bade nahi hue hai.
Mm-hmm.
You know, abhi tak bachche hi hai. Ye jo bachpana dikhta hai baaki logon ko, is because wo abhi tak usi age mein stuck hai, emotionally, jo unhe bhi nahi pata hai. So when through hypnosis, through QHHT, when I take them back to that point in time, they actually see themselves in that scene where that trauma had happened and who caused it. And in that scene is where we, the subconscious works with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we clear that issue and the inner child grows up
mm-hmm.
to the current person. And then the jo immaturity, childishness, all mm-hmm. that goes, but childlike playfulness stays mm-hmm. with you.
This makes me remember what Elon Musk said, ki like, don't be childish, be childlike, because that's where you grow. And that's where now people can relate and people can open up and search also, because there is a state of billionaires being very gentle to everyone. It's childlike behavior.
Yes.
Not that's childish.
That's a very playful aura. Energy you yeah. bring into. It's a very healing energy. It's a safe space. You're creating that play mm-hmm. zone.
You know,
emotionally, mentally. So anybody wants to come and jump into play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no threat. अगर आपके सबकॉन्शियस माइंड को लगता है यहाँ थ्रेट है किसी भी तरह का, जो इनर चाइल्ड वूंडिंग्स से रिलेटेड है, यू विल इमीडिएटली विड्रॉ.
And it can be a place, it can be a location easily.
Smell, taste, sight, sound.
Anything can trigger anything.
Emotion. Any of your sense organ will trigger it because that's how the child has associated it mm-hmm. with. So inner child wounding is what the subconscious works through with, you know, in QHHT. Then there is this chakra cleansing, healing, aligning, balancing, sealing your ozone, which your aura, you know, because that becomes a source for negative frequencies, entities to just latch on.
Mm-hmm.
So that is taken care of. Mm-hmm. Physical ailments are taken care of. Mm-hmm. Fears.
My question is a blind person comes into your door.
Yes.
Is there a possibility for them to heal also?
If it is not karmic. Now, the only condition with QHHT is, like in any spiritual practice, you don't interfere with karma. Okay? अगर आपका कर्मा है कि आपको इतने सालों तक ये कष्ट भोगना है या you know, इस discomfort के साथ रहना है, तो वो subconscious जब तक आप वो नहीं खत्म हो जाता timeline, तब तक आपको वो सहना ही पड़ेगा.
This answers a lot of questions for me because recently only I was dealing with something. If I get great powers to heal like Jesus Christ, I shouldn't interfere with someone who has karmic debts.
Never.
And I was like, and this was a constant battle. I was like asking myself why, then the answer was not coming. So this answers me right now.
And what happens if we do tamper is you're taking on something which will hurt you, because you have taken on that karmic debt upon you, which you were not supposed to take. So now there was a practitioner of a different modality, shayad reiki ya koi energy healing karte the. So he had come to one of my group sessions which I conduct to create awareness about hypnosis. So there he had come and he was discussing that, you know, whenever I was healing something for somebody, a pigeon used to die. I'm like, because you're doing that against the will of the nature, you're clearing their karmic debt. So the universe is not harming you, but that bird is taking on that debt. And that is why the bird used to just drop dead in front of him. I'm like, please don't interfere with laws of the free will of the nation.
So how can one recognize it as a karmic responsibility or not? Because I used to think personally, it's a personal question that's also. So I used to think if a person is coming to you, he's karmically related to you in some way. So that is the only reason he's coming for help, asking help or something like that. And if he is asking for help and it is not meant for him, how can we recognize that?
Through QHHT, I can answer that. Through QHHT, it is very much possible for us to clearly ask the subconscious. And the subconscious, for example, I'll tell you what happened in one of the sessions, which was a karmic discomfort that person had. So this person was constantly failing in all his business endeavors. Okay, wo kuch bhi business shuru kare, he was failing. So he was in financial crunch, but obviously then because of that his frustrations increased, because of which his marriage was in a downward spiral, plus he was living in a joint family, which added to the agony of the, you know, couple's marital discord and his frustration financial wise, because there was a big family he had to take care of. So then he came across QHHT. We had a session. In his session, along with various ailments that he was suffering or had, we understood why is he failing in his business constantly. So the subconscious gave us an answer which we didn't even expect would come through. So in his last lifetime, one of the last lifetime, he was a small time thief. Jaise roadside baithta tha, and literally in the session, he was doing this action. So I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm spinning the keychain. I'm sitting on a bike, road ke side mein baitha hu, aur main keychain ghuma raha hu. I'm like, okay. So, you know, that's how much deeper the embodiment happened so deep in the session that he was actually living that character in the hypnosis. And then we found out that in that lifetime, he was a small-time thief who was doing a lot of things. You know, randomly chain snatching, stealing wallets, the pickpocketers, that category. And because of which, बहुत सारे लोगों का ना मन दुखाया है उसने, क्योंकि आपकी कोई चीज आपसे छिन गई है तो यू नेचुरली फील हर्ट एंड यू कीप दैट हर्ट एंड यू नो द मोर यू रिमेंबर अबाउट दैट दैट हर्ट स्टार्ट्स गेटिंग स्ट्रॉन्गर एंड सेटल्स डाउन समवेयर इन द बॉडी एंड दैट एनर्जेटिकली क्रिएट्स अ कॉर्ड बिटवीन द पर्सन हु हैज स्टोलन और हर्ट यू एंड यू एंड दैट यू stays for generations, for lifetimes, for dimensions, until it is actually, until you seek forgiveness or you are forgiven by the person you have wronged to, or you, we have actually energetically cut the cords. So in his case, the subconscious like, no, he has to continue to fail in his business because he has hurt so many.
Okay.
In that lifetime, and all of them are very angry with him for doing whatever he did. So now we try to negotiate. So I, as a facilitator, keeps negotiating with the cosmic intelligence. Please, because because you know they love to be coaxed, they love to be reminded sometimes that, you know, you've always done so much good work, you know, why don't you do this now that they have been brought here by you. So then what we did is we called upon the consciousness of all the people in whichever lifetime he has hurt in that session there, through the power of the subconscious. So all of these, like, there are so many in front of me. And I'm like, now start asking for their forgiveness and request them if they're willing to forgive you, because this much karma you have to live if you will not seek forgiveness. So then he immediately started asking for their forgiveness, and then he's like, oh, now they're starting to disappear. Pehle they were like, no, we are not going to forgive him. He's like, okay, whatever. Then we had to come and intervene through the subconscious that, you know, whatever happened, happened in the past. It doesn't need to belong in the
present.
You know, so we should leave it in the past. And then he was profusely asking for forgiveness. He's like, I didn't know any better then. That was my job as a thief there. You know, now I'm a different person. I'm in a different body. So, you know. And then they started saying, okay, fine, we'll forgive you. All of the consciousness of those people left. And then we asked the subconscious, now does he still hold karma? They're like, no, now his karma has been cleared. So now we can release that block and we can heal him and we can let him prosper in his life, in his businesses. So then we also have to check, okay, ये जो सारा क्लियरिंग हो रहा है ये होता है स्पेस टाइम कॉन्सेप्ट इसमें आ जाता है. सो दिस इज हैपनिंग ऑन अ वेरी हाई डायमेंशनल एनर्जी प्लेन. ओके, सो देन वी हैव टू चेक अर्थ टाइम पे कब तक डिफरेंस पता चलेगा. ओके, क्योंकि देयर द क्लियरिंग हैज हैपेंड इंस्टेंटेनियसली, बट फॉर दैट अर्थ टाइम स्पेस dimension to come in place and for that integration to happen in our body, in our soul, in the here and now. Okay, they said within a year he has to start doing whatever he needs to now, whichever line was advised to him then, and within a year he will see he's growing exponentially. So that's how we work around karma, ki kya cause hai and how we can request and see kya problem tha. And अगर वो होता है तो it's done. Now in another case, there was a person with a transgender community, बोल सकते हैं, or you know, so did not identify as the gender he or she was born in.
Assigned.
So then that was again karmic. And in this lifetime, he or she was born as a certain gender and did not identify
as whatever they were
born with, male or female, एंड बिकॉज दे वर बीइंग ड्रेस्ड एज वॉट एवर फॉर एग्जाम्पल अगर आप मेल बॉर्न हो बट यू आर फीलिंग लाइक अ फीमेल इन योर बॉडी सो यू विल फील अनकम्फर्टेबल ड्रेसिंग लाइक अ बॉय because you identify yourself as a female or vice versa
opens a lot of things for me oh my god oh my fucking god
how so tell me about it
because I was in my college days and there was a specific group of LGBTQIA++
correct
so these people used to act in a way which I never understood in back days
yes
now when you say ki this is there now I look with the karmic perspective
yes
and it makes me think oh my god this is a karmic thing which is happening to them and it is not what we should be deeming or looking
absolutely.
down upon
absolutely
oh god guys wo sab tum log comments maarte ho na band kar do warna
tum log it creates a god for
god,
them
yeah.
and they are creating a karma for themselves so what happened is so we checked what was the problem why did he or she was born like that and why isn't he or she identifying that way and what is the way around this and what happened was this person chose to get his surgery done after a certain point in time okay so this person was born as a girl did not identify herself as a girl she felt mujhe skirt kyun pehna rahe hain main to ladka hu यू नो मुझे स्कूल में फ्रॉक क्यों पहना रहे हैं मैं तो लड़का हूँ मुझे लंबे बाल क्यों कर रहे हैं आई एम अ बॉय आई मतलब पेरेंट्स रिफ्यूज टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस सो यू नो दे यूज टू बी कॉन्स्टेंट कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स हेट आर्ग्यूमेंट्स अब्यूज दैट इज सो मच दैट चाइल्ड हैज टू गो थ्रू बिकॉज ऑफ limitations of the mindsets of people and refusal to believe that that could be his truth or her truth you know and then when he or she grew up got a gender change surgery done first attempt mein nahi hua then after couple of months or years tried again and us time pe the surgery was made possible and ho gayi so then we checked with the subconscious why didn't it happen the first time he tried to do this like the karmic debt was not cleared that is why we did not let him or her get the surgery done because karma abhi tak pending tha and second attempt mein they aligned everything ki fatak se sab ho gaya finance arrange ho gaye you know doctors mil gaye sab kuch ho gaya for that person so like so what was the karma you know in that previous lifetime so it was that in a previous lifetime this person was a male figure a straight male figure who abused women in that lifetime you know say apne ghar ke bacche ho ya bahar ke ho so basically
sexually abused or just abused?
in any way matlab like slave like treat karna ya verbally abuse karna in whatever way the abuse happened जो फीमेल जेंडर की रिस्पेक्ट नहीं करना वॉज हिज रॉन्ग डूइंग इन दैट लाइफ टाइम बींग अ मेल अ पेट्रियार्कल और नो आई एम द मैन टाइप्स वाला जो नेचर था एंड व्हेन ही वॉज रीबॉर्न इन दिस लाइफ टाइम सो ही वॉज बॉर्न एज अ गर्ल सो दैट ही अंडरस्टैंड हाउ इट फील्स टू बी अ गर्ल एंड बी अब्यूज्ड बैक that abuse was being received by the parents is bar
so those who got abused were the abusers right now
could be but it doesn't have to be ki aapne kisi ko abuse kiya hai pichle life mein to wo aapko is life mein abuse hi karenge that's not how karma works the karma for this person was to understand that you have to respect women you cannot abuse anybody be it a woman be it a man you have to and no so then when he outlived and experienced all that karma he got the chance to get his surgery done kyunki karma bhi clear ho gaya tha isliye fir he could just identify as that male or female that he or she was so you know that's how karma works
that's really really interesting to know because this is very very new for me to understand ki how can a person and this opens a reminder like yes. reminder or memory so there was this time when the raja Krishna's time basically. Hmm. So when the king of the dad of Kauravas asked, why am I blind?
Hmm.
Krishna checked. Krishna sat for meditation and Krishna was like, hey, let me check. Why are you blind? He went into one birth. I'll explain in Hindi. So kya ho gaya tha? Jab Dhritarashtra ne pucha tha Krishna se ki main andha kyu hu? Main janam se andha kyu hu? Mere paas shakti hai, taakat hai, daulat hai, sab par main andha kyu hu? To Krishna baithe, Krishna baith ke meditation mein lage aur Krishna same consciousness mein ja ke check kar rahe the ki kya ho gaya tha. जैसे वो पीछे जाके चेक कर रहे थे हर टाइम हर एक जन्म में जा रहे थे तो ही वाज डूइंग वेरी गुड. एक जन्म में गए कोई कुछ नहीं मिला, दो जन्म में गए कुछ नहीं मिला, तीन कुछ नहीं मिला, चार पांच छह सात इवेंटल 50 नथिंग वाज देयर. एंड कृष्णा वाज गेटिंग वरीड नाउ कि
अब और कितना पीछे है
और
क्या?
कितना पीछे जाने का है. एंड देन ही जस्ट वेंट 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 and then it was like 100 or 101st
life. Yes.
Where he went and he saw, he was a kid and he used to poke sticks in birds' ka eyes.
Yes, very much.
That was
karma
the...
Karma was the
leak. Haan. So, wo aisa idhar point out ho raha tha.
Absolutely.
Then Dhritarashtra was like, ki, why was it taking so much time?
So,
Krishna told, aapke 100 janam ke punya the, isliye aap bach gaye. और वो अभी खत्म हो रहे थे इसलिए आपको ये कर्मा भी मिला है. एंड देन ही वाज सुपर साइलेंट एंड शॉक्ड कि लाइक लाइफ वर्क्स दिस वे.
एब्सोल्युटली एब्सोल्युटली.
एंड दैट इज द ब्यूटीफुल स्टोरी व्हिच आई हैड व्हिच वाज कनेक्टेड राइट नाउ.
दिस इज सो परफेक्ट टाइमिंग फॉर दैट टू कम इन योर माइंड
एंड इट केम ऑटोमेटिकली. आई हर्ड इट समवेयर आउट ऑफ ब्लू.
दैट्स प्रिसाइजली हाउ क्यूएचएचटी वर्क्स. सो योर कृष्णा इज द सबकॉन्शियस द हायर पावर that we are accessing and that subconscious goes into wherever it needs to go to find the cause of your current problem and from there that explanation is given once you understand what had happened, why it had happened and what needs to be done, then that is released or it is cleared and that timeline is closed. Phir wo leak is life mein hona band ho jata hai.
Till the point when you are ultimately cleared with your life or you're near your moksha, it will keep on happening again and again and again. So that is great. You have last amazing story to tell, anything which is related, because things, what is happening right now, I saw the reel right now, a healer will break through your doubts. So that is what is happening right now.
Wow.
See, just we saw just now, right?
Correct.
So that is what is happening. And I like to know one more story from you, whatever it is. So it might solve my...
one story that I would like, that just came to my mind is about disabilities. So people who are born with physical disabilities, you know, are often neglected or are often put into homes or often given extra attention. You know, they need demand extra attention because they are not able to do whatever you and me can regularly do. So why are they born that ways? You know, why do they come with that disability? Could be from mental, emotional or physical. So why is that? Is because they want to fast track their karma cleansing. So because they want to fast track their karma cleansing, they are like, acha, add to cart, ye bhi add karo, ye bhi add karo, ye bhi add karo. This is done at the time when you're preparing your soul contract. This happens, the soul contract happens after you die in a particular life. And then you go through the tunnel of light and you're in that space where you are reviewing your entire life. Ki is janam mein, as this person, what did I do? So your entire life is shown to you. Ki okay, aapki ye family thi, aapke ye bachche the, aapne ye kiya, aapne itne logon ka dil dukhaya. This is how you made them feel. You know, this is how they felt because you did this. From that perspective, you know, you get to see that entire lifetime and you get to understand the lessons, the purpose, and any hurts that you have caused to any people. So then you yourself decide, oh, last time, say as a father, I have not given enough time to my son or daughter, and they were feeling so hurt, which I did not understand because I was busy working. Okay, so this time, let me change that dynamic
and let us come and reborn as a husband and wife. So the father becomes the husband, the child becomes the wife, and let's try and clear that hurt, that not able to give attention to the child. So we'll then embody as husband and wife in this lifetime. But when you're born, life happens and you forget why you are born, because that's the rule of this plane. So, and then again, you're put in similar situations where the husband is busy working and the husband can't give time to the wife, and the wife is constantly nagging him, you don't give me time, you don't give me time. And the same emotions are happening, guilt, frustration, you know, lack, loneliness, sadness. तो वो डायनेमिक वैसा ही रहा जो पिछले लाइफ में था. आपने सोल कॉन्ट्रैक्ट के वक्त तो समझ लिया था कि यहाँ आके मैं वो रिजॉल्व करूँगा, बट वापस आके आपने फिर वही किया.
आई नीड टू टॉक टू कॉन्शियसनेस, व्हाई आर यू मेकिंग पीपल फॉरगेट व्हेन दे आर कमिंग डाउन हियर?
दैट्स द टेस्ट, यू नो.
थोड़ा तो याद दिलाओ यार, थोड़ा.
उसके लिए आपको मेडिटेशन करना है, उसके लिए आपको स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिसेस करने हैं, उसके लिए आपको QHHT करना है. सो यू नो थ्रू दोस थिंग्स you will understand why, all the whys will be understood.
Being a Kaliyug, that is happening right now, we are forgetting what we are and who we are.
So that again is ye Kaliyug chal raha hai ki dwapar yug aane wala hai ki kaun sa yug chal raha hai?
This is Kaliyug. I can tell you guys, this is Kaliyug. 7 years mein satyug aayega.
Dialect satyug.
Ha bro, this is the connection. Correct. This 7 years will be a bridge year, which will happen. I don't know where I got this from, but this 7 years is gonna be there is gonna be a World War III, which is gonna happen when this podcast comes out.
Oh God, I hope not. I hope not. I hope so not. Well, 2032 is what we as a practitioner have been given. The first wave to 5D ascension of the earth will happen. So 2032, you and me have a chance to ascend into a higher consciousness. A lot of people like
there
us.
There is a person who is going to be on earth, who is going to take everyone to that ascension. Already here, might be here. Maybe you're
it is we, our own selves. You know, we are the person, our own person who's gonna take, you know,
correct. For example, I'll tell you who, like Krishna was there, Jesus was there, or someone like that, a major
Christ consciousness jise bolte, Krishna consciousness
jisko bolte, the major entity which is gonna be your, yes, just gonna tell everyone, get wake up, hila hila.
Yes, jo chal raha hai ka. Okay, so coming back to the story of why disabilities. So in soul contract ke time pe you're like, acha, you know, maine iska itne logon ka dil dukhaya tha, to main wo sara karma with a certain disability clear karna chahunga ya chahungi. So they add on that to their card. Phir maine ye bhi kiya to main ek aur ki I will be born in not so comfortable household. Phir they'll add that to the card. Phir they'll add more difficulties, they'll add abuse, they'll add lot of traumas in their card.
So they just want to clear everything in one birth.
One birth. To unko bola jata hai bhai, ek ek karke karo.
Aram se bhai.
There is infinite time. You can keep doing me. They're like, no, we want to get out of the karmic cycle of reborn and birth. बर्थ एंड डेथ से हमें बाहर आना है. तो फ्रॉम दैट परस्पेक्टिव आपको लगता है सब ईजी है, बिकॉज यू आर इन दैट वास्ट कॉन्शियसनेस. बट एज सून एज यू कम बैक टू द डेंसर स्पेस, यू लाइक, ओ शिट, ये मैंने क्या कर लिया, यू नो, बिल ज्यादा फट गया. एंड देन यू नो यू आर इन दैट एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ डिसबिलिटी. तो जो जो आपने एड टू कार्ट किया है कि आपके पेरेंट्स आपको टेक केयर करेंगे या नहीं, आपको किसी ऑर्फनेज में डाल दिया जाएगा, या दिस इज ऑल द बेबीज दैट यू फाइंड इन द गार्बेज दैट पीपल छोड़ देते हैं, या ऑल
दैट सेंस अ लॉट राइट नाउ,
यू नो. सो ऑल दीस थिंग्स आर कार्मिक एंड दे वांट टू क्लियर देयर कर्मा इज व्हाई दे कम. बट एज अ सोसाइटी देयर आर लाइट बीइंग्स हु वांट टू help them, which is nice, to keep them safe and protected should be the agenda of everybody who comes across them. So disability is a fast track way to clear karma. But just say there's a dynamic, there's another example I would like to quickly give. Let's say there was an abusive husband of this lady who was always tied up to her bed. Usko se bandh ke rakha jata tha. And she was never allowed to do anything, go anywhere. And he would just come and beat her. So, and then eventually he shot her to death.
Gunpoint.
Out of frustration, whatever. He was a psychopath. Okay. This did not happen in India. So, and then this, they chose to reborn again. And when they took their rebirth, in this lifetime, the roles were reversed. So now that lady chose to become the husband, and the husband who was the abuser chose to be born as her son, and that to a disabled son. So now you will ask, how is karma getting cleared? He wanted to clear this karma. Now she, as a parent of the disabled child, was giving him unconditional love. Was giving him all the care, all the attention. Na ki tune mujhe mara, isliye main bhi tujhe marungi. That's not how karma works. So your unconditional love was the way his karma was getting cleared. And she was also healing herself.
Okay, that's very beautiful. I like to ask one more question which came in my mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as QHT works with the karma in this reality, there are other dimensions itself.
Absolutely.
So when we quantum jump or quantum leap,
yes,
do we change reality with the help of quantum healing?
Yes. What happens is the subconscious can take you into parallel realities, can take you into dimensions beyond your realm, can take you from the core of the earth to the core of the galaxy to anywhere. You know, it's literally like Star Wars. Or we also jump to libraries, we jump to tapestries, we jump to underwater healing, so many dimensions. So what happens is all your aspects of your one soul, jo oversoul bolte hai, jo our higher self, to give a tangential example, think of your higher self as sitting on the 30th floor or of the highest building in the city, and from that perch they can see bird's eye view of ye rasta yahan se yahan aayega is building tak, ye rasta theek hai, yahan traffic hai, all of that. So all your aspects, it's like the facet of a diamond, you know, your oversoul is that diamond. Lives that you're living.
Dimensions, basically.
Your lives that you're living as different people in that different dimension or parallel realities. Now, what happens in this dimension? You, as Dishank, have decided to start healing yourself, start healing your traumas. So, what happens? Sare dimensions se, jiska bhi jitna bhi trauma hai, wo aapki taraf funnel hone lagta hai. So, that's why you start feeling emotions of uneasy, heaviness. Bole ye kahan se aa raha hai? Like you just mentioned, na, you were feeling all of those things. So other dimensions mein jo bhi aapka, that is a possibility. You know, aspects hai. I'm like, okay, he's helping us out. Let us help us clear this. And in sleep time, in your sleep time, you will shift realities.
Reality. Yeah, I have consciously changed three realities and I have realized ki woh fuck, I've just quantum,
you know, peeked into that other life and I've come back.
I have peeked, I have stayed there and I've come back because I know I have done that in bachpan mein bhi kiya tha because I thought I died somewhere. I was like, I was dead, right? Then I came back, I was like, no bro, no. Because yes, there is one saying around which I used to hear, you never die, you just quantum leap. Yes. And I'm like, okay, that's
yeah, and you experienced it firsthand.
And yeah, and I did, and I was like, okay, this is really crazy because when you quantum leap, you change your reality in a way that you want.
Absolutely. So the subconscious gives us so much knowledge and so much information. So in, you know, when beings of high consciousness come into the session, or our light workers who come into the session, so the energy of the participant and the practitioner is so high
right now. it's high.
Yeah. So you know the level of consciousness that we tap into is again very high. So from that perspective, you start getting all the convoluted universe knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times when the subconscious has taken us to the inception and beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
So they have told us how Earth was formed, how Big Bang happened, you know, how there are multiverses and how many Earths are shown and how we are part of the cosmos and how the source sees us from that perspective, you know. So all that knowledge is given. It is profound. Like I would really urge people to experience QHHT.
This taps into three things. One is Doctor Strange, which happened. So it was a reality which was shown actually. That thing happens.
Oh,
and
yes.
That is reality. How you can see your universe and everything.
Yes.
Second possibility is when you are on a plant-based medicine, which is mushroom, acid or DMT.
Yes.
That time it happens. And third is when you reach a state of enlightenment in a point where you decide it's samadhi or gyan.
Absolutely.
Two things. So you stay on gyan and you become a guru.
Yes.
That is how you become a healer for this world. Or samadhi people, there are people who I have seen or heard about who have taken samadhi and they are just like exited from that state itself, just sitting in that.
Yes.
Padmasana mudra and everything. And just gone. And I'm like, nice. So yeah,
so that is again a, you know, siddhi, or you know, that ability that you decide when you want to exit and from which chakra you want to exit. So that is again with a lot of sadhana, with a lot of strict routine diet, you know, sadhana practices. That level we humans, like jo kaam karne wale professionals, and you know, we don't need to go there. All we need to do is live in our truth and understand who we are, you know, daily life mein. Just follow these three things. Always speak with an intent. Ki kya intention hai is conversation ka? You know, हम झगड़ा करते हैं लोगों के साथ या आपस में लोग लड़ते हैं उठते ही कहा सुनी मारपीट अब्यूजेस कोई बिना किसी इंटेंशन के बोलना कुछ होता है बोलते कुछ है हम तो बेटा प्यार दिखा रहे हैं तो कड़वाहट से क्यों बोल रहे हैं ना सो व्हाट इज योर इंटेंशन स्टेट दैट क्लियरली व्हाट इज द पर्पस दैट वी बोथ आर गोइंग टू अचीव विद दैट कॉन्वर्सेशन. Have that in mind, and what is the lesson we have to learn?
Mm-hmm.
Always have that intent, purpose, and lesson, you know. And then when you operate from that space, you can never falter, because you're mindfully speaking, you're mindfully thinking, you're mindfully addressing and being empathetic towards each other.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I think so. It was a great podcast for today. I had so much information which I got, and I also tried giving as much information as it is possible. But thank you for coming. Really, really great information.
It was
passed.
My pleasure. Totally, absolutely.
And I'll be grateful that if people like this, I'll continue the series with you.
Oh,
and
totally,
we'll be continuing, because that's how the seed is gonna be passed.
Yes, we have to plant the seed and, you know, let it take its form and help the earth. You know,
that is the
overall intention.
Nice.
And the happier, the healthier the people are, it's all in the higher good of the planet.
Nice. So let's end this episode on a good note, guys. Thank you for watching. If you liked it, make sure that you like, subscribe. Share karna hai to karo, but if you want to learn more about QHHT, you can tap into ma'am's Instagram account and just DM her directly. She's there, she will help you out. She's based in Pune.
Yes.
I forgot to mention in start, but she's based in Pune and she likes to help people out from there. And then I want you to watch and look after yourself also. So this episode was totally because there was some message was supposed to be passed.
Okay.
Chalo, then I think
if
so
I
you,
can just quickly add
I was gonna say the last message you have, you please pass it through.
Yes, so I would like to what I do is we create awareness around hypnosis, because bahut logon ko ye dar hai. Hypnosis matlab kya main bandar ban jaunga, kya mujhse kuch karwaya jayega, क्या मैं हिप्नोटाइज हो सकता हूँ, और हो गया तो क्या मैं वहीं अटका रहूँगा, क्या मैं बाहर आऊँगा. तो ये सारे मिथ्स बर्स्ट करने के लिए I conduct two workshops every month. It's a group hypnosis. In group setup mein hum sabka consciousness we take into a past life, we show you and let you experience. It's an experiential session, let you experience how
is
safe
it, is it online?
It's offline session in a group setup, and Bombay mein bhi hoga jaldi. May I'm planning one, and Pune every month two sessions I conduct. So you know, come and experience this. It's an experiential safe session. So we take your consciousness into a past lifetime. You get to experience, understand why whatever happened. Then we take your consciousness to a higher realm and let you meet your master, your guide, your angel, spirit guide, and get a message from them that they have for you. And for a fun exercise, we also take you into a future lifetime, you know. So it's a very nice experience for 2 hours. I would really love if you would come and be part of it.
Yeah,
and
I'll
you
come,
also.
I'll come.
Yeah, and people also.
I booked sold. Sold.
So the details are always there on my website.
You can share me. I'll put in description. And yes, people can join
yes,
in
there. Yes, website pe hote hai, mere Insta page pe hai. So details aap wahan se mil sakte hai. And I'm always available on a call or email.
ठीक है yes. works absolutely. So that's it for today guys. If you liked it, you know what you can do. So ठीक है, if you want membership, it is just for 89 rupees. You can buy it down links description में. And if you want to connect with me, you can DM me directly or mail me, whatever it is. So thank you for sharing, ma'am. And let's listen. Bye bye, Shabha. Take care, whatever it is, and peace out.